USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. The Supreme Court has agreed that Alabama's latest version of congressional districts violates the Voting Rights Act. The court has struck down the map as discriminating against black voters. The 5-4 Supreme Court vote means that Alabama must redraw its 7 congressional districts. All that smoke in the air around the Northeast into the Midwest and South may start dissipating tonight, but it won't come soon enough for these airline passengers.
This is the first time I've worn a mask since we had to for the pandemic.
The air quality is really bad. My eyes are burning. I can feel it in the back of my throat.
And a lot of flights are being delayed thanks to the smoke from wildfires in Canada. NBC correspondent George Solis is at the airport in Philadelphia.
The FAA did temporarily stop incoming flights here at the airport. They have just announced that they have resumed, but obviously this is sort of a cat and mouse game, right? Because we don't know how much longer the wind will be here and if the smoke is going to get any heavier. So obviously that could change.
Cities in New York, Pennsylvania, and Connecticut could see some improvement in air quality by tonight or even this afternoon. The man who led the coalition of Christians into politics has died. Christian Broadcasting Network founder Pat Robertson died at his home in Southeast Virginia early this morning. Robertson's long tenure on the 700 Club led him to run for president in 1988 and then turned Christian activism into one of the top forces in politics for decades. Pat Robertson was 93. Are you socially conservative? If so, you are not alone. A new Gallup poll finds 38% of us in the USA say they're socially conservative. That's about 5% more than said so a year ago. The Labor Department says more of us filed for unemployment benefits last week. 261,000 first-time jobless claims. That's the highest that number has been since October of 2021. This is USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA. Or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Instead of trying to repeal the Second Amendment, California Governor Gavin Newsom's proposing a new change to the U.S. Constitution, a 28th Amendment to enshrine 4 gun control measures, raising the federal minimum age to purchase a gun to 21, mandating universal background checks, instituting a reasonable waiting period for all gun purchases, and banning the civilian purchase of assault weapons. Fox News says Tucker Carlson has breached his contract by launching a new show on Twitter.
Axios reports the company notified Carlson's lawyers by letter on Wednesday. His attorneys told the outlet that any legal action by Fox would violate his First Amendment rights. Carlson, who had been Fox's top-rated primetime host, was let go in April. The first episode of his new Twitter show debuted Tuesday, with more than 60 million views less than one day since posting. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The New York City Council is about to consider a bill that would protect rideshare drivers a bit. The measure would ban rideshare companies like Uber and Lyft from banning drivers without 2 weeks' notice and just cause. The bill would also create a process to resolve disputes. Right now, the companies can ban any driver anytime for any reason. More than 200 people finally made it to San Francisco a couple of days after their Air India flight had to make an emergency landing in Siberia. It took 2 days for a replacement plane to arrive to complete the trip from Delhi. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.